Dr. Rita Louise, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Jerry. How are you?
Okay, now you have an interesting thing here that I'd like to follow up a little bit about. We've talked about you many times and the different things you do, but this is a medical intuition. Is that it's an intuitive counseling thing? What is this all about?
Well, what I've done is developed a distance learning, so it's, you know, study at home, medical intuition, intuitive counseling, and energy medicine training program. You know, so there are three different levels that people can study. Well, actually, there's five levels, but we offer certification at those three different levels.
So in other words, what you're saying here is that someone who is sensitive to energy probably would be susceptible or would be able to use this program. Mm-hmm. And you're actually, I guess, folded in all your experiences and your education into this course.
Everything. I mean, this started off as an in-house training program where students would come to me and I would give presentations and demonstrations and, you know, show them technique and whatever. And what I have done is taken all of my lectures and written them up and so into a text format so that people can have this information and, you know, hear the stories, hear my commentary about different things. There are video presentations, audio presentations, so that if there's a demonstration on, like, how to do a crystal healing, as an example, there's a demonstration for that.
So really, this is for people who are looking for an alternative health career?
That's correct. It is a definitely professional-level training program. I mean, there are a lot of people that are looking to just play around with it, and this program is primarily designed for people that are looking to do this as a career. Or if they're kind of doing something, maybe they've taken a Reiki class, you know, and they're very interested in advancing their skills to a much more, to a much deeper level, this would be the training program for them.
Well, tell me a little bit about an alternative healthcare practitioner. I've heard that term many times. Exactly what does that mean? If a person does this, pursues this as a career, what would they be doing?
Well, you know, depending on what level they go to, so starting at the lowest level is the energy medicine practitioner training. And in that, they would be working with people using energy as medicine. So they would be doing hands-on healing as far as working with someone on a table in a Reiki-like format, as well as working with them sitting in a chair and clearing their energy. Also, as part of this training level, they will learn how to assess the subtle body. You know, it's interesting. There are a lot of people that are medical intuitives, quote unquote, that only assess the subtle body. And we address assessing the aura, the chakras, the movement of energy through the body as part of the energy medicine training program.
So, in other words, you use the energy of the person who has the problem.
Correct. Well, usually a person that has a problem has a blockage in the energy. And so what an energy medicine practitioner does is help to free up the energy so that it can move and flow correctly through the body.
So they can get your course, and we have a way to order it here on the page. What can they expect when they get it? I mean, it sounds like, on one hand, it might be a little complicated, but on the other hand, you have videos, you have audios, you really lay it out pretty well.
I mean, it really takes people from ground zero. You really don't have to know anything to do this training program. It is written in straight English, and the course is complete. It comes with textbooks for you to study. It comes with all of the training guides, the lesson plans, in a textbook, with audio presentations, video presentations. There's, like I said, a crystal healing class, so it comes with a crystal healing set. In the intuitive counseling course, we cover doing tarot readings. And so you get a deck of tarot cards. I mean, it's a very complete program, and so if someone purchases it, basically what they're responsible for is making Xerox copies, paying for the postage to send the course, you know, the completed course materials back, you know, and just very, very nominal expenses, taking some pictures for certain courses, very nominal expense.
And, of course, you take all credit cards, so...
Yes, well, Visa, MasterCard, not American Express.
Okay, and so you take Visa and MasterCard. And explain to me, if you could, a little bit about how this fits in with people. I mean, people... do most people use it as a career, or they use it for themselves, for improving their physical being? I mean,
this course is designed... I mean, you could always use the information for yourself. You know, and actually, people that are just interested in using it for themselves, you know, I usually recommend that they just take the first two levels of training, the Introduction to Medical Intuition and then the Basic Energy Medicine Practitioner Training. Once it moves into the more advanced levels, which is the Certified Energy Medicine Practitioner, Certified Intuitive Counselor, Certified Medical Intuitive, it really is working with clients and helping them work through issues. You know, and so...
Now, I know you lecture all over the country about this subject, and, you know, they can really explore on the web here all about you and your plans, and it lays it out, but... At the same time, there's some questions here that I think probably people are interested in. How long does it take to develop your skills and actually, if you want to, hang out your shingle?
Well, by the end of the second module, the Associate Energy Medicine Practitioner, you will have enough skills and abilities to start working as an energy medicine practitioner. And so, and that's what
Is it difficult to do that? Do you have to... pass some sort of board certification or something?
There is no certification.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I offer certification at
level three. That's what I was getting at.
Right. I mean, there is a test that you have to take, but, you know, people are, you know, they get intimidated, but trust me, it's not that hard, you know? I mean, primarily it's a proficiency test, and the test is done via videotape, and so... basically, the test is perform a session using this technique. Perform a session using this technique and videotape it, and you send it to me, and I give you my 2 cents on it.
Now, when we talk about alternative health and healing, and we're talking about everything. I mean, even serious diseases can be attacked with this approach, right?
That's correct. I would say that 90% of all disease has some psycho-spiritual component, which means that there is a issue going on in either their energy system, in their emotional space, or in their belief system that needs to be addressed. And once it's addressed and cleared, their body regains health.
Yeah, you had some interesting lectures a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago by now. I've known you for a while. About why and how people get sick. In other words, you really believe they can prevent that somewhat, right?
Very much so. You know, and when they do get sick, to me the biggest thing is understanding where they're stuck. And let me tell you a very, very quick story. I had a woman who came to me with uterine fibroids. And to make a long story short, my commentary to her was, you know, are you in a relationship? And she said, yes. And in my normal way, I said, well, you need to dump him. And she looked at me kind of funny, and I said, well, what you're doing is you're nurturing him and nurturing this relationship in the hope that you're going to get something back. But you're not. And it's that you, and there's not an equal exchange, and until that exchange is balanced out, or you decide to get yourself out of that situation, it's like the fibroids won't go away.
Now, when we talk about things like that, there's an emotional and mental thing even to
component.
Every physical illness. Is that what you believe?
90%. You know, but the fascinating part was I saw her 6 months later, and she said, fibroids are gone. And I go, well, that's great. She goes, so is the boyfriend. She never went back to the doctor. She never did anything. She just got rid of the boyfriend.
So you're talking about a system of wellness, I guess, more than just healing.
Well, I mean, it's all the same. It's all connected to each other, you know, and what I'm teaching is how to facilitate wellness in other people.
Yeah, we urge people to go over and take a look at the website. We have a link here. And read about what Dr. Louise has done. And there's quite a lot of information there. Who would you think would be, the best people to get interested in this? Somebody that I guess that really is open to the subject, naturally.
Right. I mean, I think anybody that would be listening on your network would, be at least open to having the conversation. But there are a lot of people that are just fed up with
traditional medicine. Cost of traditional medicine and with the the blasé approach. They line you up like an assembly line and run you through. Yeah.
And give you an antibiotic or an antidepressant because either it's an infection or you're sick, like mentally sick. So there are people that are looking for alternatives and they want to help people. And so this is a way that you can facilitate helping people to be well as earn a good living.
Now when you talk about things like that, we're really talking about, I guess, improvement in personal growth and your personality and everything. It's all kind of together, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you would advise people can you take it one step at a time, or I guess you can because you mentioned different levels.
Right. There are 5 different levels. Introduction to medical intuition and energy medicine, which really focuses on you, the individual, how energy moves and flows through your body, through your energy system. Then it moves into the energy medicine practitioner, which is really focuses on you interacting with a client in a very therapeutic, hands-on. It's a very hands-on level. But at the end of that level, if you decide you don't want to go further, you already have enough skills and ability to start working with clients. And, there are a lot of places that say, well, come for this weekend and we'll teach you how to do this and we'll give you a certification. And this training program is not about that. By the time you're done with the training level, you feel competent, you feel complete, and that you can do the work because you've done it. There is a you have to do work component to this.
Yeah, I've known you for a while, and you're a very sincere person, and you're very dedicated. So I have heard, and I take it for face value, that the students who even get in on the first level of this program actually really improve all of their aspects of their lives.
Very much so. Very much so. They start to become more aware of who they are and how they interface with the world and where they're stuck, and it makes them start to think, and identify their place in the world.
Well, now, once again, when they order this, you ship it to them by mail, correct?
And, correct.
They can go for a smaller a dose, or they can order the whole thing right off the bat and then get investigated all.
They sure can.
When you do this, I know for a fact that you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the media, the major mainstream media there, actually have paid attention to you in the past on this issue. They've done stories on you, and they have been complimentary.
They have.
And you really come very highly recommended to me, and that's one reason why you wanted to present this this whole thing about this course, because it's very interesting. You're saying that people out there that just really don't know what they want to do with their lives, they should investigate this.
Very much so. I mean, it is, some people don't want, it's like they know they want to work in healthcare. They know they want to help people. But the idea of going to chiropractic school or going to acupuncture school just doesn't feel right to them, you know, but working in the more, and I'll say, intuitive areas, you know, is very appealing to them. This is the program for them. It is the most comprehensive program out on the market.
I know
today.
You have spent a long time putting this together, and you have used it with some groups to find out exactly what works and how to best explain these things. And I think you're probably right. There's probably not a course like this anywhere else.
I mean, I've done a lot of investigating, looking at, you know, what all is out there. And, you know, there's the Halos University, the one that Carolyn Mace was associated with, but they don't really tell you what their program all entails and how much is theoretical and how much is hands-on. You know, my program is, I would say, about 40% theoretical and 60% hands-on. So, I mean, you really work the technique. But then price-wise, you know, I always joke around and say, well, I'm offering the Cadillac of medical intuition and energy medicine training, and they're offering the Ferrari, but I don't know how good it works.
Your lectures are worth watching. I know that for a fact. People will enjoy that, and hearing your audio tapes as well. We've been following your career for a long time, so you have really... I think developed this into not an art, but a specific science. I mean, mm-hmm. you by this time you know what works and what doesn't.
You know, and some of the courses that are in there, you know, one of the things that we haven't talked about is there are three courses that cover business specifically, how to create a business, how to market your business. There are courses on ethics, you know, things that you can do to not have the FDA come after you, which is kind of an important thing, you know. And so it's not just, you know, that's not the only aspect. It's really about how to create
a business.
So
this is really a turnkey course. It's combination
correct.
Of business school, vocational technical school, and philosophy, and a little bit of your entire background as a PhD. And it's all put together mm-hmm. in a way people can really understand. And you're quite dedicated, I know. So let's go over it for everyone here. We've been talking about it. Let's kind of recap what we're talking about and why they should do it.
Okay. I mean, so to recap, the training program that I offer is broken down into five separate and distinct levels. The introduction level really focuses on the individual, where you learn to work with the energy in your body, make it move and flow, how to begin assessing your body, as well as how to start healing it. When you move on to the second level, the associate energy medicine practitioner, you take the learning that you just discovered about yourself and you learn to apply it on a client. Because everything we do, we first experience ourselves and then you apply it. And so in this one, you start applying the information you learned in module one on clients. But at the end of it, it's like you have a bag of tricks. You know how to do Reiki. You can do crystal healing. You can do color healing. You can work with a person in a chair, do a therapeutic touch type technique. I mean, there's a lot of information. When you move into the third level, okay, so now you've been assessing energy, and I'm going to say on a feeling level, on a clairsentient level in level two. In level three, we shift it, and you start looking at it. Well, you know, your first chakra looks like this, you know, and there's a little blockage going on, but here, let me clear it. And so you start looking. In the fourth level, the intuitive counseling, the certified intuitive counseling, you actually start reading it. And so, okay, there's a blockage in your first chakra, and this is where the energy is. And the reason it's there is because blah, 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 blah. In that one, and I made it kind of a broad spectrum, we cover reading the energy, which is a continuation of what we had been doing in the first three. But we also cover things like tarot reading, palm reading, past life reading, aura reading. We work with the meridians. We assess the meridians. We learn to clear the meridians. I mean, we cover what I have found is that the more tools and techniques you have to pull out of your bag of tricks, the better you can help someone.
That's the first four. You got another one to come. Well, yeah, but before we
I have
get
one
there,
more.
Does everybody have an aura?
Everyone has an aura. I mean, I do joke around that, you know, some people, based on their religious perspective, don't have auras, but, you know, that's their thing.
Well, yeah, no, you've got a good sense of humor, and you've used it on me some. But what is the fifth thing?
And then the fifth thing is the medical intuition. And so we've learned to assess the body intuitively. We've learned how to take what we've noticed as where blockages are and identify what the psycho-spiritual aspect to it is, which is the reading part, which is the intuitive counseling part. And now we're taking it one level deeper and actually going into the physical body and assessing the organs, the glands, the tissues,
how do you do
of
that?
The body. And so
okay.
You just look.
Okay.
You have to take the course.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer.
You know, and
in other words, you could lay me down on a table and you could actually figure out some things about me that physically are wrong.
That's correct.
And so people that take this
and
course,
I mean, to me,
they'll be able to do the same thing.
Exactly. You know, and it sounds a little intimidating, but the way that the course is structured is that we take a concept, like I talked about, in the first level, we work with you, and now we take it and shift it, and now you're working using the same concepts and working on someone else. Okay, now we're taking the concepts from level two and shifting it. We add, like, one extra little factor. So by the time you're to level five, it's really kind of a done deal. It's like you already know how to do most of it, but now we're getting into anatomy and physiology. We start talking about different, like herbal medicine. We get more into what do you need to do to address the physical body.
Yeah, I notice in some of your articles I've read over the years, you think what we eat and what we take into our bodies is pretty important. And you and you cover that too, I imagine.
It very much is. We do. There's a diet and nutrition class. There's a couple of herbal medicine classes. Because what I have found through my years of work is the first thing that happens after you say to someone, well, your liver looks toxic, which is because medical intuition, and let me phrase this, medical intuition is a diagnostic. It's an evaluative tool. And so a true, quote-unquote, medical intuitive will say, this is what I see. But the first question people ask is, well, what can I do about it? And so in that last module, we start getting into these are the things that you can do about it, addressing very physical issues. You know, we talk about, like I said, diet and nutrition and herbs and supplements as a methodology other than doing energy work that someone can use.
Well, you know, I talk to people a lot in your field and not necessarily about this particular subject. I mean, you have some psychic abilities too, which they know about because of our broadcast. This word energy, it always comes up. Can you explain to me what we're really talking about? I guess the aura even affects the energy levels.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the word that more people are used to hearing is chi, you know, which is, you know, our life force energy that moves through the body. And so when we're alive, we have chi, we have life force energy, and when we pass, we don't. You know, and there's a very, you know, everyone's aware of that distinction. You know, there's no more life force energy, there's no more chi. And so when I talk about energy, that's what I'm talking about, is that chi. And when there are blockages or imbalances to the movement, because it, you know, like our circulatory system, you know, the blood is supposed to move through the veins in a certain way, and if you have a blockage or a buildup of, like, cholesterol, you know, eventually you're going to have a heart attack because, you know, the blood will get blocked, or you have a blood clot and it moves to the brain and you have a stroke. I mean, the same thing with our chi, with our energy, is that it can become constricted and the movement constricted, which will affect the physical organs. But usually, in 90% of the cases, there are early warning signs that we tend not to pay attention to.
So, in other words, if they decide not even to follow this up as a career, they're going to turn out to be a healthier, smarter, better person with a little more charisma, for lack of a better term.
Well, and they would actually really understand subtle energy. You know, they would really understand how that moves and flows. I mean, because, as I said, there's the hands-on portion, which is a big part of this course, but there is the theoretical part. You know, there are books that you have to read, you know, because you have to understand what's going on. I mean, I've heard from a couple of people that work in the field that they do this work, but they don't understand it.
That kind of doesn't make sense to me. People say, when we talk about broadcasting apparatus of certain things, I said, well, you'd probably need to know how it works. And sometimes people actually say, why do I need to know how it works? Well, I think, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you understand how anything works, you can do it a little better because you understand it. I mean, it's just, it becomes a second nature.
I mean, it just makes sense to me, you know? You know, it's so there. It really is balanced. You know, the information as far as the theoretical, the brain food, the left brain food, you know, and then the, because when you're working intuitively, you know, either doing the medical intuition, the intuitive counseling, which is psychic stuff, or the energy work, the energy medicine, it's like it is very right-brained. I mean, I always kind of joke around because I'll be at a trade show and then people want change. It's like, okay, let's see. You gave me a 50. No, let's see. How much, you know, because that part of my brain that can make change or write little notes, you know, like I'll say, well, you know, what I'm feeling is, you know, these supplements would really help with what you're experiencing, and I start to write it down, but I can't spell anything. Because that portion of my brain is just really not being engaged
in that
moment.
And there's a lot, you know, you use that as an example, but that really happens in everyday life of almost everybody, from not paying attention to just all of a sudden you can't remember what you should be remembering.
But it's even different. I mean, you know, Jerry, you know me pretty well, and I can be the most organized person around.
Well,
I'm not a very good speller, but you know,
I check it pretty well.
I do. You know, but I joke around because I'll go to a show and, you know, I'll want to tape it or videotape it, and I become electronically challenged. I can't remember to turn things on because my brain is just not in that place. You know, it's not dealing with the physical world, which is definitely more of a left brain activity. You know, but you do need to have that because it balances things out. And so that's why the program is set up to address the left brain, because there are a lot of people that have to have the theory. They have to understand what's going on, as well as the right brain material, which is
I can't urge our listeners enough to check out the page here and go do some investigating about Dr. Rita Louise, and we'll lay it all out for you. Because you're a very, I don't know how to describe it, it's almost a paradox. You're very relaxed, but when you get down to what you're talking about and what you want to do, you're very intense. You know what I mean? You're focused, you know.
Yeah, I do. I think it drives my husband crazy.
And you've really, really been very dedicated to this field. And this really, people need to understand that you're giving your heart, your soul, your intelligence, your learning, and your experience all in this course. A lot of people wouldn't do that.
I mean, it's something, I'm very passionate about it. Well, you know, Jerry, it's like I really pay attention to those little inner promptings that we all get, you know, and I was just led to putting this together. You know, because one of the things that I found was that it wasn't out there. The information was not out there. It was not available.
We can urge
to
our listeners enough to investigate the medical intuition, the intuitive counseling, and energy medicine practitioner training course. And it sounds very complicated when we name it that way, but you've laid it out in terms that everyone can, you know, understand. And it's not really tough. It's enjoyable to find these things out and explore. I mean, it's like opening a bunch of little magic doors.
I mean, the students that I have now have been thrilled with the training. Just thrilled. You know, because I can understand where people would wonder how it could be transmitted via distance learning.
Well, it can. I mean, just like, for instance,
it
you're
works.
In your
it works.
Dallas, Texas studio. I'm in my Oklahoma studio, and we sound like we're right here together. I mean, things like that work these days, and you don't have to have a computer. You don't have to have electronics, as you know, as a psychic. People can pay attention to other people from halfway around the world and get messages. It's just amazing. And I mm-hmm. think you've done a wonderful job of laying this out, Dr. Louise. And I cannot urge people enough.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
To investigate it a little more. And if you want to order it, take Visa, MasterCard. Might even take real money if they pressed you real hard. We'll see.
Cash. We like cash.
Dr. Louise, I've enjoyed it.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Jerry.
We'll
always.
We'll be doing another show soon.
Perfect.
Okay, bye-bye.